ככה זה היה בפרשת משנה היה מניח ביתו והלך לשבוס בעיר אחר. Somebody who leaves his house, he's not going to be home for Shabbat. He went to stay for Shabbat in a different town. Whether it's a guy who lived in the same chaser who went away for Shabbat, or whether it was Yisrael that lived in that chaser that went away for Shabbat, he would ask his other members of the chaser for carrying from their house into the chaser if he did not contribute toward the Arab. And even though he is not home for Shabbat, Rabbi Meir holds Dira b'lo balim shmei dira, a dwelling that the owner is not present still is considered a dwelling, and therefore if the owner did not contribute toward the Arab, even though he is not home for Shabbat, the Arab would not be valid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein oizer. Rabbi Yehuda says, in such a case that the person went away for Shabbat, even though he did not contribute toward the Arab, he does not answer the other members of the chaser from carrying from their house into the chaser. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, dira below balim lo shmei dira, a dwelling that the owner is not present is not considered a dwelling. So therefore, if the members of the chaser made an Arab, even though the person who went away did not contribute toward the Arab, they are allowed to carry from their houses into the chaser. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Nachri Oiser, Yisrael Eino Oiser, Shein Derech Yisrael Lavo B'Shabbat. Rabbi Yosi said, if it's a guy who lived in the chaser that went away for Shabbat, that would answer the other members of the chaser for carrying from their house into the chaser. Since a guy could possibly return on Shabbat itself, even though he went away before Shabbat, that would answer the other members of the chaser from carrying from their houses into the chaser. However, if it's Yisrael that lived in the chaser that went away for Shabbat, that would not answer the other members of the chaser for carrying from their houses into the chaser, even though the Yisrael did not contribute towards the Arab, since it's not usual for Yisrael to return during Shabbat, and since he went away for the entire Shabbat, he does not answer the other members of the chaser from carrying from their house into the chaser. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilo Hiniach Beito V'Alach Lishbos Eito Bito Ba'os Ha'ir Eina Oisar Shekvar Yisiyah Meliba. Rabbi Shimon said, even if a member of the chaser left his house before Shabbat to go stay by his daughter in the same town, he would not answer the other members of the chaser from carrying from their houses into the chaser, since he already put it out of his heart for staying in his house for Shabbat. And even though this Yisrael is staying by his daughter who lives in the same town, so since he's staying in the same town for Shabbat, he could easily return to his house on Shabbat. Even so, even though he didn't contribute toward the Arab, he would not answer the other members of the chaser for carrying from their houses into the chaser. And since he decided to go away for Shabbat, he put it out of his mind from returning to his house on Shabbat. We don't expect him to return on Shabbat. So therefore, even though he didn't contribute toward the Arab would be valid. However, the Mephoshim say, if the person went to stay by his son who lives in the same town, in such a case, he would ask the other members of the chaser for carrying from their houses into the chaser if he did not contribute toward the Arab. And since he went to his son, not his daughter, and oftentimes a person does not get along with his daughter-in-law, and maybe his daughter-in-law would start up with him during Shabbat, and he'll decide to return to his house. So even though he decided to leave his house before Shabbat, it's possible he will return if he gets into a fight with his daughter-in-law. So therefore, if he did not contribute towards the Arab would not be valid. If there is a well between two courtyards, there are two adjoining courtyards separated by a wall, and there is a well underneath the wall that is partially in one courtyard and partially in the other courtyard. And the two courtyards do not make an error between themselves, so it's forbidden to carry from one courtyard to the next. Ein memalim memenu b'shabbat. You're not allowed to draw water from the well on Shabbat. Neither chaser would be allowed to draw water from the well on Shabbat. And the water in this well, that this well is partially in one chaser or partially in the other chaser, is considered the reshut of both chaserus. And that water is partially in one chaser and partially in the other chaser. So the entire body of water is considered the reshut of both courtyards. And since it's the reshut of both courtyards, and you're not allowed to carry from one courtyard to the next, if you draw water from that well, it's as if you're carrying from one courtyard to the other. So it's forbidden to draw water from the well on Shabbat. Elam kein asu lo mechita gavoh asar tzvachim beim amala. Unless the partition is made inside the well that is 10 tefachim high, whether most of the partition is above the surface of the water and only one tefach of the partition is in the water, or whether most of the partition is in the water and only one tefach of the partition is above the water, or even if the entire partition is above the surface of the water, if the partition is 10 tefachim high and the partition is placed inside the well, that partition would allow the members of the chatzar to draw water from the well on Shabbos. And since there's a partition inside the well, so the water on one side of the partition would be considered the reshus of one chatzar, while the water on the other side of the partition would be considered the reshus of the other chatzar. So each chatzar can draw water from their side of the well. Now, even though there is a wall running above the well, that wall would not be considered a valid partition for the well, since the wall is not in the interior of the well. Only if you make a partition inside the interior of the well would that allow the members of the chatzar to draw water from the well on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Bishami Omer Momato, Ubeit Hillel Omer Momato. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said there is a machlokas between Bishami and Beit Hillel as to what type of partition needs to be made to allow the members of the chatzar to draw water from the well on Shabbos. According to Beit Shammai, most of the partition has to be below the surface of the water. Even though some of the partition is sticking up above the surface of the water, if most of the partition is below the surface of the water, that would allow you to draw water from the well on Shabbos. However, if most of the partition is above the surface of the water, according to Beit Shammai, that would not be a valid partition. While Beit Hillel holds it sufficient if most of the partition is above the surface of the water, as long as there's at least a tefach of the partition that's below the surface of the water, that would be a valid partition. However, according to Rashi Ben Gamliel, even Beit Hillel would agree, if the entire partition is above the surface of the water, even though the partition is inside the interior of the well, it would not be a valid partition, even according to Beit Hillel. As Rashi Ben Gamliel argues with the Tanna Kamma, the Tanna Kamma says it's sufficient that the partition is in the interior of the well, even if the entire partition is above the surface of the water, while according to Rashi Ben Gamliel, even Beit Hillel would hold that at least one tefach of the partition has to be below the surface of the water. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo tehei mechitza gdoila min arkoitzel shel beinei. Rabbi Yehuda said the partition that is placed inside the well should not be any better than the actual wall that divides the two chatzeres. As we said before, the well is underneath the wall that divides the two chatzeres. However, according to Rashi Ben Gamliel and the Tanna Kamma, the wall that divides the two chatzeres is not sufficient to partition off the water to allow you to draw from the well on Shabbos, since the wall is not inside the interior of the well. Rabbi Huda argues, according to Rabbi Huda, a partition that's placed inside the well is no better than a wall that runs above the top of the well. Rabbi Huda holds that there's no reason to make a partition that is placed inside the well. The wall that divides the two chatzeres would act as a partition to divide up the water and to allow the members of the chatzar to draw water from the well. As the members of one chatzar would draw water from one side of the well that is on their side of the wall that divides the two chatzeres, while the members of the other chatzar would draw water from their side of the well that is on the other side of the wall that divides the two chatzeres, and the wall would partition off the water and allow them to draw water from the well.